Blue Sky Radio, today catching up with a member of the team at Tri Services and Veteran Support Centre, they're based on Hassell Street in Newcastle, chairman of the group, Jeff Harriman. Jeff, thank you so, so much for your time, firstly.
That's not a problem at all.
Could you just outline for me, outline what it is you and that cracking team of volunteers aim to do at Veterans House on a day-to-day basis then?
Basically, what we do, we offer help, support, guidance to all members of the serving armed forces community, as well as veterans, and most importantly, the families as well.
I'm led to believe 75 to 100 veterans per week coming through your door there in Newcastle. What does that say about support given, or perhaps a lack of it up and down the country when it comes to veterans or servicemen and women?
There is definitely a general lack of support nationwide. What people tend to do, they tend to rely on the smaller charities like ours to offer that help and support to veterans and families. And what we do at the centre, it's not just a support centre, it's also a place where people can come in, have a cup of tea, have a chat. They feel comfortable within the environment that they're in. And then they start opening up, and then we start getting to the root of all the various problems that people have.
It's quite a hub you've got there. Can you just remind us of the different services that you run at Veterans House? Walking with the Wounded is one example. Veterans Food Bank that you've got there. You also work with the DWP, the Department for Work and Pensions, helping with pensions, universal credit, compensation. It's a whole variety of work you do.
It is, and it's just to reiterate the people that we have in there. We have our own staff of caseworkers, Walking with the Wounded come in, and this is on a weekly basis, and that's getting people back into employment, getting them on courses, etc. The NHS Complex Treatment Service for people with varying levels of PTSD. We have Veteran UK, which is a government agency, come in, and again, helping with pensions, all sorts of benefit claims, the NHS Complex Treatment Service, TILS, and Models for Heroes. Models for Heroes, which is fantastic. People come in and they just sit and build an Airfix model. And because they're in that environment, it's warm, it's friendly, the banter flows, and they feel very comfortable. And it's a familiar environment with all the various forms of military banter that goes on.
Jeff, you just mentioned there PTSD. How big a problem is post-traumatic stress disorder amongst the veterans who visit you there on Hassell Street?
We have people with very complex issues with PTSD. Some of it are very mild, some are quite serious. And the ones that are quite serious, this is where we get the relevant experts, psychological doctors, the NHS involved, and working with the local hospital as well, the UHNM. It's all valuable to where we're concerned and getting the right supportive help and support to the people that need it.
So you do have good access to medical and counselling teams then, yeah?
We do, yes. And that varies from mild PTSD to very severe PTSD cases. And it's also a safe place of work for the medical professionals as well.
Those popping their heads around the door you have there at Hassell Street, just popping in for a brew and a cuppa for veterans, for those that have served in the armed forces. It is a family within a family, I think I'm right in saying. And sometimes it's just the opportunity to speak to a like-minded individual that helps, yes?
Very much so. It's we have people from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Royal Marines, you name it, and every branch of the armed forces do actually come into the centre, and they take the ribbon like they would in their own environments anyway. And it's they come in and they really good, hearty laughter. Nobody ever takes anything personal, and it's like they're back in the forces, back in the relevant messes and accommodation, where they feel totally comfortable with it.
And I'm also led to believe that three veterans each month, they pay to train as blacksmiths in Maucop. That's a fabulous story. Tell us more.
Yeah, what we've also planned on developing, we're developing a veterans retreat up at Arrowsead, and a part of that, I've got the archery range. People do bushcraft. People can take part in any of the activities that we have on at the retreat. And as part of that, we've got a good link in with a local blacksmith who's training people to do blacksmithing stuff. The first 6 weeks were literally full within a few hours, because people just want to get out there and do things and make things. Adds to the therapy.
And the retreat you've mentioned there at Harrisy Head, Jeff, bushcrafts, it's beekeeping courses, Tai Chi. Just how important is that retreat to these veterans?
It's vitally important because they come to the retreat, they sit, relax, they chat, make a brew on an open fire, take part in any of the bushcraft sessions that are going on, and be at one with nature, so to speak. Yeah, and people really love it and they appreciate that. And it gets them out of the house.
You mentioned the retreat. You mentioned the various courses. It's all fabulous work that has been done there, courtesy of you and the team at Hassell Street in Newcastle. How do you fund all of this great work that you do then?
Well, we get into a lot of local supermarkets, retail parks, and we get a lot of our really, really strong, valuable volunteers to get out there, standing out there all day with a tin, explaining what we are, explaining what we do, and then we rely on the generosity of the general public that our prison supports the fundraising.
And a little bird tells me you recently won the Queen's Platinum Award. Great to be recognised for the work that you do.
Yeah, that was towards the back end of last year in the last reign of Her Majesty the Queen. And we've been very fortunate. That was me as an individual. But we as an organisation have been very fortunate. We were one of the last to be awarded the Queen's Award for voluntary services.
And just coming back to the great work that you and that fabulous team of volunteers do based there in Newcastle, I should imagine you're always keen to swell the number of volunteers that you have.
We're very keen to do that. As you imagine, a very small team of the volunteers that we've got at present, it does take its toll. So the more volunteers we get, makes the job a lot easier. Anybody that does want to volunteer and help us out, they're more than welcome. Yeah, come down, have a cup of tea, have a chat to us. And if they can volunteer any sort of time, it will be greatly appreciated.
And if it is, we have somebody listening to Blue Sky Radio right now, hearing about the Tri-Services and Veterans Support Centre based there on Hassell Street in Newcastle, who wants to find out more. Yeah, they can pop along, have a cup of tea, have a chat with you or one of the other volunteers. Is there also a telephone number we can contact, social media, an address we can give here?
Yeah, we're on social media. We've got our own Facebook site with the same title. Or if you want to just send an email to info@veteransupportcentre.org, and that will be answered as soon as it's read. And we also have a telephone number. It's 01782 713 963.
Jeff, it's been fascinating speaking to you. Continued success, the work that both you and that fabulous team of volunteers are doing on a day-to-day basis. Thanks for speaking to me here on Blue Sky Radio.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you very much.